It's Wednesday, the 22nd of January, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The FNB Namibia House Price Index for quarter three of 2024 has revealed a 7% growth. Market research manager at FNB, Mandisa van Wyk, says that slow mortgage credit growth and affordability challenges may dampen future demand in the residential property market.
Improvements in transaction volumes were also noted but still remain in contraction. The central, coastal and northern regions drove the upswing in the house price index, whilst the southern region's growth continued to be sluggish. We therefore expect the FNB House Price Index to continue its upward momentum, albeit at a slower pace. This is due to the slow growth in mortgage credit demand and affordability bottlenecks, household space, which is likely to dampen the demand in the residential property market going forward.
Independent Patriots for Change councillor Ndeshihafela Laranja has been elected as the new mayor of the city of Vinto. Clemencia Hannesses of the Popular Democratic Movement was unanimously nominated as deputy mayor. Vinto has not had a mayor since December of last year. Here's Vinto's new mayor, Ndeshihafela Laranja.
One of the focus areas will be economic development. As you are all well aware that economic development is the only area that can enable everyone to live a good life, especially in the city, and to escape the difficult cost in the city of Windhoek. And also, the second focus area was water provision. We have challenges in the informal settlement where our people are unable to access water. Although water are provided partially, but still there are those that can't access water.
In regional news, M23 rebels have tightened their stronghold over key trading routes to the city of Goma in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo after taking more towns on Monday and Tuesday. Congo's army said the rebels, with the help of soldiers from neighboring Rwanda, expanded control of Masisi territory in North Kivu province and entered the town of Minova in South Kivu province. Congo's army said in a statement on Tuesday, Rwanda denies backing M23. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said his country will use its presidency of the Group of 20 Nations to foster global solidarity and cooperation, address the excessive debt burden of developing nations, step up the fight against climate change, and promote green industrialization. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland on Tuesday, Ramaphosa said the rights and freedoms of one people cannot really be separated from the rights and freedoms of all people in the world. Separately, speaking at the 2020 World Economic Forum currently underway in Davos, Fabrizio Bloisi of Prosus Group told Bloomberg how artificial intelligence can revolutionize e-commerce. He explained that by leveraging data from 2 billion people, the group can streamline delivery systems to shape the future of online retail.
AI is going to disrupt so many things, synthetic biology and space. And today everyone is talking about how AI is going to have the ChatGPT moment of robotics. So probably robotics is going to change substantially this year. So we have in many areas to grow a lot. What Prosus is more focused about is the impact of AI on e-commerce. I think we saw AI a lot in language, then in video, then in images and sounds. We believe that this is a year to AI reach e-commerce. We call it large commerce model, that meaning using data for 2 billion people to understand how we can offer better service to them and cheaper products and deliver products to better and products to them. So that's our biggest challenge today.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. And if you've missed the bulletin, catch it on Iono. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.